Monday, January 12th. And that song that you just heard was our original theme song many, many moons ago. We started the show, To Heal DC, a long time ago. And one of our main goals was to fight for health care for all. The group that was singing was In Process, and they're still very much with us. We thank you them for that song. We've been fighting for universal health care in this country, as many may know, since the end of the Civil War. We still have a very, very long way to go, but we're going to keep on fighting. We've kind of moved backwards with this president that we have these days, but there are many out there who are continuing to fight for universal health care and also to save what health care services we have now, including Medicaid, so that we begin to do not move backwards in covering people for health care. So this show, we're going to have some good news to share on this show. We're going to talk about the national cuts to Medicaid, and people know how serious that is, but we also have some good news with regards to what's happening in the district. And before I introduce our two fabulous guests, we're going to hear a clip that kind of gives you a sneak preview of what we're going to be talking about today. So let's hear that clip from Maria Gomez, who is also an activist with us over the decades.
Hi, I'm Maria Gomez, and I'm here to share some important information with you about upcoming changes to DC Medicaid. Beginning January 1st, 2026, DC Medicaid eligibility requirements will change. As a result, some residents will no longer be eligible for Medicaid, but there's a great option available. I'm pleased to introduce the Healthy DC Plan. The Healthy DC Plan offers high-quality healthy coverage at no cost to enrollees, and that means no monthly premiums, no out-of-pocket costs for covered services. It covers essential health care needs like health provider visits, urgent care, hospital stays, prescription medication, and mental health care, and much more. If you're eligible, you'll be enrolled automatically in the Healthy DC Plan, so there will be no gaps in your health coverage. To learn more, visit healthydcplan.com. Please share this message with your family, friends, and community. Remember, stay covered and stay healthy with the Healthy DC Plan.
And thank you, Maria. I'm going to ask everybody to keep their ears on and listen carefully to what we're about to share. There is some good news, and then there, of course, is changes and changes yet to come. We hope to be able to open up the phone lines for a few questions at the halfway mark of the show. But right now, I'm very excited to introduce our main guest, but it's thanks to her that we are doing this show. And then she will also introduce our other very important guest. I'd like to give a round of applause for Dr. Linda Wharton Boyd. I'm going to explain to you in a moment why she's here with us today, but I'd also like to give a big appreciation for Linda, because thanks to Reverend Willie Wilson with Union Temple Baptist Church, he made sure that Linda was connected with us here at WPFW so that we could promote and share with the listeners the 30th anniversary of the Million Man March. And Linda played a major role in doing that. Of course, she was wearing a different hat than she'll be wearing today. But Linda, we want to thank you for helping to make sure that WPFW was very much involved with the Million Man March anniversary in October.
Well, thank you, Johnny. It was a pleasure to work with WPFW. You are a voice in our community. You are a sole source of information that residents are seeking and need to know. So we thank WPFW for its many, many years of providing our community with much needed information and news that they can use. So thank you.
And thank you, Linda. And of course, we do that with our community. Now, to officially announce who Linda Wharton Boyd is with us today, she's the Director of Communications, External Affairs, and Strategic Partnerships with the DC Health Benefits Exchange Authority. And she's going to explain in a moment what that is. I want to start out by saying I attended, along with my good friend Michelle Tinglin Clemens, who started the show with me, a magnificent briefing, a community awareness briefing in early December at the Max Robinson Center in Anacostia, where the whole outline of what was happening with Medicaid and this new program was explained. Frankly, I went there expecting to be highly disappointed, but I was pleasantly surprised. It was a fabulous briefing, and it gave me hope and encouragement that there's going to be some good things happening, and that's why we're here today talking about some of these changes. And I'm going to ask Linda in a moment to introduce our other very special guest. But I just want to start with saying that, of course, people know that Medicaid is very critical to people in the district. I believe that the district provides Medicaid services for, or has been providing, for over 40% of the DC population. And we're going to find out what the changes are, what the good news is, and also what some of the basic changes. So, Linda, I'm going to ask you in a moment to explain what the DC Health Benefits Exchange Authority is and what DC Health Link is, but perhaps you want to introduce our other guest.
Sure, sure. It's my pleasure to introduce the Deputy Executive Director of the Health Benefit Exchange Authority, commonly known to most of us in D.C. as Obamacare. She has assumed this role in the past couple of years. She was our chief attorney, and she's done a lot of work in the field of healthcare. She helped to structure the Affordable Care Act, and as a result, her work here in the district has helped us to ensure that 97% of our residents are with health insurance, some type of health insurance, whether it's private or public. So Purvi is going to share with you information about the new Healthy DC plan for those who are transitioning from Medicaid. And she is very, very astute and very aware and just full of all kinds of information that will help us as we navigate this health environment here in Washington, D.C. So I turn it over to Purvi Kemp.
Yes. And welcome, Purvi. Perhaps as we're jumping into this topic, you could share, or perhaps Linda could share, how many people have, or what were the changes that the federal changes that were made in Medicaid, and how many people roughly around the country are going to be losing or already have lost their Medicaid?
Can you hear? Joni, can you hear? Yeah.
Sure,
yes. Here, Good to be here with you. Thank you for having us. There are so many different changes going on in the federal healthcare landscape, in Medicaid, in the Affordable Care Act, and they are effective at many different points over the course of this year, next year, and the year after. And it is really a challenge to make sure people stay abreast and are meeting those challenges. It's a particular hit when you do it across these programs to our healthcare support system here, but all our hospitals, our doctors, our community health centers, and making sure they can stay strong in providing the healthcare you need. So that is one of the reasons we're super
Excited
to be able to have this.
Yes, and we're excited to give the good news. But of course, we, the listeners, must keep in mind that this is very, very challenging on a federal level, the services that we are losing in terms of Medicaid. So that's why it's so important that you do have some good news to share with what we're doing in the District of Columbia. So so let's jump right in to explain. Tell us what DC Health Link is.
Yep, absolutely. Let me talk to you about who we are. So we are the district public-private partnership agency that is Obamacare. We are DC HealthLink. We've not only kicked off DC HealthLink, we were one of the first four state-based marketplaces in the country to open our doors and stay open since 2013. We had that amazing success. But since then, we've also had many other successes, including being the first state-based partnership. We offer the small business marketplace for Massachusetts and support that. We also kicked off a program called Healthcare for Childcare. All of these successes have put us in a position to be able to kick off a brand new program, which is what I'm here to talk about today, and that is the Healthy DC Plan.
Okay, great. So let's start with, because there's a lot of different things for people to learn about this. Who is eligible to be part of this new program?
Sure. So the reason this program is coming into existence, and this is the real backdrop here, is Medicaid eligibility locally is changing. And so there are about 18,000 people that no longer have Medicaid as of December 31st, 2025. And we established this program in order to give many of those folks a place to get their coverage. So there are two groups of people we're talking about. And this is the most important thing. It is not everyone in Medicaid. It is those single childless adults, you know, single person households. And it is those folks who are parents or caregivers on Medicaid. It is those two groups of people. So let me just make sure. It is not children. It is not folks over the age of 64. It is folks between age 21 and 64 that are about making an income of about $21,000 to $31,000 a year. That is the population we're talking about.
And that's the, to be clear, that's the population who would have been losing their coverage, correct?
Exactly. I mean,
and so you're addressing...
That is exactly.
Yeah, so that, so listeners, it's important to know that there are some people on DC Medicaid who are not being affected at all by these changes. And as Purvi just described, it's the, for example, the seniors, people over 65 who have been on Medicaid, are still going to be on Medicaid. There are no changes to that population, basically, correct?
That's right.
So you are addressing a very important, specific group of people in DC that would not have been covered if you had not been able to step forward and create this program. So tell us what the program is. What does it cover?
Sure. So... Absolutely. So the Healthy DC Plan, you know, with the mayor's support and in partnership with other agencies, the Medicaid agency, Department of Healthcare Finance, Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking, and the DC Health. With this partnership, we kicked off the Healthy DC Plan. It is, again, for folks who are between the ages of 21 and 64. It is for folks who are not eligible for Medicaid and not eligible for any other employer insurance or other coverage. If they have, you know, TRICARE or Veterans Care, it's not for those folks. And it's basically those making between about $21,000 and $31,000. Those folks can get free health coverage now through the Healthy DC Plan. Free health insurance coverage that is the same coverage as our DC HealthLink Obamacare coverage, which means it has all of your necessary benefits. It has primary care doctors. It has specialist doctors, urgent care visits, hospitalizations and emergency room care. It has laboratory services, prescription drugs, mental health, behavioral health, substance use disorder services, preventive care, your durable medical equipment like devices and crutches and things. It has all of these things covered for free. When I say free, I mean no monthly cost to the person who's enrolling, no cost when you go get the services or pick up your prescription drugs. It is absolutely free, comprehensive coverage.
And the people who were eligible, who were already on Medicaid, I understand, were automatically transferred into this program. Is that correct?
That is absolutely right. So here's what our goal was. Our goal here in developing the Healthy DC Plan was continuity of coverage and continuity of care. We know how important that is. We don't want anyone because they didn't, you know, have a chance to listen to your radio broadcast or didn't read about it in a notice they got. We didn't want anyone falling through the cracks. So if you were losing Medicaid on December 31st, 2025 in those two groups, we automatically enrolled you into the Healthy DC Plan starting January 1, 2026. You are covered. If you were in AmeriHealth Caritas DC Medicaid MCO, we enrolled you into the AmeriHealth Caritas District of Columbia Healthy DC Plan. If you were covered in MedStar Family Choice Medicaid MCO, we automatically enrolled you into MedStar Family Choice Healthy DC Plan. And if you were enrolled in WellPoint DC Medicaid MCO, WellPoint is not participating in Healthy DC Plan, but we enrolled you into CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield Healthy DC Plan because CareFirst is participating.
Now, I understand you still have a deadline for people who have not yet signed up. Perhaps they were not on Medicaid this past year, but there's still an opportunity for them to do so. So I guess that means, of course, there's always new people coming into the picture who might not have been on Medicaid yet, but might meet the eligibility to be part of this new program, DC HealthLink. So explain that deadline and what people can do to get more information to see if they can sign up.
That's right. This is really important because for folks who are on Medicaid, we transition them. But let's say you had a change, your income changed, you changed jobs, you just moved to the district. You can sign up for the Healthy DC Plan and get free coverage if you're in that income range and don't have other coverage. You can sign up, and if you want coverage for January 1st, you need to sign up this month. You can sign up anytime this year, whenever you become eligible, but for January 1st coverage, you need to sign up this month. So it's really important not to have a gap in coverage. We know there are a lot of changes going on in the economy. We know there are a lot of job changes going on in the DC area. For DC residents, this is a big deal. So we want to make sure, again, if you are between 21 and 64 and you don't have Medicaid and you don't have other employer insurance or other coverage and you're making about $21,000 to $31,000, we want you to come to healthydcplan.com and get yourself enrolled so you have coverage and peace of mind. It's free. It starts. We can get you enrolled for January 1 coverage.
Yes, and of course, I'm assuming you could make less than $21,000 as well and still be eligible. Is that correct?
If you make less than $21,000, you're going to end up in Medicaid. That's the most important thing to recognize. Mm. These programs work like a quilt, you know, without any gaps. So there's Medicaid, then there's the Healthy DC plan. And then if you're above $31,000, there's DC HealthLink, private health insurance plans that you can purchase. So there's these, you know, and you can get those with lower premiums. So it really depends on where you fall. And you can come to our website at healthydcplan.com. And there is no wrong door here. If you come and apply and it turns out you're really in that Medicaid bracket and you're going to be eligible, we'll get you over to Medicaid and get you enrolled. If you aren't eligible for Healthy DC Plan, we'll find the right door for you. You do not need to worry that you need to go all over the place yourself. Let us help you out.
Okay, great. I have a few other questions, and then hopefully at 10:30, we're going to open up the phone lines, 202-588-0893. In terms of Medicaid and this new program, DC HealthLink, I know that with the regular Medicaid, you were eligible for other things such as rehabilitation services if you're sick and need follow-up care from being in the hospital. What are some, and I think dental care and eye care also would not be covered. Is that correct? There are a few basic services under this new program that you haven't been able to cover, but a lot of it is covered.
That's right. Medicaid, there are a few benefits that Medicaid covers that Healthy DC plan does not. So let me make sure folks know about that. The most that we've talked about that folks find very important to recognize is dental insurance. Dental coverage is not within the Healthy DC plan, but was within Medicaid. Folks do have the option to purchase dental insurance on DC HealthLink. So if they do want that, they can. There are community health centers and other resources in the city where folks can go and seek services. That is important to know. The other one is vision. So routine vision services such as eye exams, glasses, or contact lenses is not covered under Healthy DC plan. Now, I do want to make clear, eye care to diagnose and treat illness or disease or condition is covered. So things like conjunctivitis, diabetic eye disease, glaucoma, that's all covered. But your eyeglasses and, you know, that kind of testing is not covered. And then the one other one that I think is useful for people to note is non-emergency transportation. Some folks in Medicaid definitely use the benefit of getting help getting to the doctor's office or the hospital in Healthy DC plan. Think of it, it is a private health insurance plan. So emergency transportation is covered, the ambulance, but not any non-emergency transportation. Those are the major differences that folks should be aware of.
What about rehabilitation if someone's in the hospital and then needs rehab, inpatient rehab?
Rehab is covered for, it's the type of rehab like I might get, let's say if I went and had knee surgery and needed something, or whatever those private health insurance plans cover, that type of rehab is covered, and physical therapy is covered, and you know, so it is very comprehensive coverage. But you may not have the same, it may not be like, for example, community behavioral supports, like mental health, behavioral health is a little different coverage. Healthy DC plan has coverage for mental behavioral health, but maybe not the housing supports, for example, that Medicaid offers.
Okay, we are speaking with Purvi Kemp, who is the General Counsel and Chief Policy Advisor for DCBX, which stands for DC Health Benefit Exchange Authority. And she's bringing us some good news today. Before we keep on talking about the good news, let's just mention that, of course, not everybody who was eligible for Medicaid or for a program called the Alliance will be eligible this year. But I understand next year there will be other people who will become eligible. So can you just briefly share with us that category of people who won't be eligible? I imagine it's probably the undocumented and et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, this is a program that's using full federal funding. So folks who do not have, that are not lawfully present, those folks are not going to be eligible. It's the same thing for Medicaid. It's the same thing for the lower premiums on DC Health Link. And it's the same thing for a Healthy DC plan. So that is a challenging thing in the District of Columbia and across the country. But I just want to recognize it's those same rules, same federal rules around coverage under the Healthy DC plan.
Right. And so for people who are not covered, there will be some opportunities, I guess, next year to get coverage. And I want to correct Purvi Kemp's title. She is the Deputy Executive Director, DC Benefit, DC Health Benefit Exchange. And
thanks, Joni.
And again, this is Joni with WPFW to Heal DC. Today is Monday, January 12th, 2026. And we're talking about some of the changes in the country, really, around Medicaid access, but also some good news about what the district has been able to do. And in a moment, we're going to open up the phone lines. Dr. Linda Boyd is with us as well. Linda, if you want to jump in and add to anything we've said.
Well, I think Kirby covered most of the important information that people need to have. We just want them to know about this important health coverage. And we are here to get people insured. That's our job. That's what we love to do. And we have a passion for the work that we are involved with. I think that as people begin to assimilate this change in Medicaid, they will see that the city has made itself available to our people who are losing or transitioning from Medicaid. And we're just here to help. As Purvi said, we're just here. There's no wrong door. So just give us a call, or better still, just visit our website at thehealthydcplan.com, and you will find all the information that you need right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to say we can open up the phone lines now. We'll continue, of course, our discussion. 202-588-0893. Request that you make your question or comment specific to what we're talking about today, specifically this new program, the DC Health Link, that is providing services, Medicaid related services, to people who would have lost their services. So if you have questions or comments, please give us a call, 202-588-0893. I hope I said it right before. 202-588-0893. And our wonderful Magic Mike will take your call. This is positive news. I don't know if either Linda or Purvi can talk about briefly what other states are doing. How unique is DC in creating this opportunity? I know from my own experience in healthcare that unfortunately there's typically not as much collaboration among different cities and different states, but I wonder if either of you know how other states are dealing with this sudden cut, this new cut in Medicaid. Is the program that you've set up unique? Or is it in fact similar things happening in other states? I mean, I'm wondering, for example, what New York City is doing with their new mayor. But I don't know if you can address that, or Baltimore, or
I'm happy to let you know. Once again, you know, DC is really at the forefront of getting people and keeping people covered. And utilizing this part of the federal law and federal funding to establish the Healthy DC plan. We are the fourth jurisdiction in the country to do it. New York is one of the other states that has done it. So New York has had a program for a couple of years under this provision of the Affordable Care Act. And we have learned from those three other states and are here. But I think many other states are interested in looking at different options and seeing how they, you know, looking into the future and what they may be doing.
I'm sure there are other states, but I want to congratulate you and thank you for what you've been able to do in certainly a challenging situation we're facing. And we do have two callers. Okay, let's see who's going to be the first caller. Caller, your name and your question or comment.
Good morning. This is Gwen. Thank you so much, Joni, and to your guests for bringing us the great news about healthcare coverage for the citizens of D.C. And I have a question about those who were covered under the Alliance portion of the Medicaid program and how this, how the changes may work for them or with them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Gwen, I think we...
Hi, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Know, the Alliance program, it's there are a lot of changes going on there, and they go into effect at different points in time. For folks who may be coming out of the Alliance, the vast majority of those folks are undocumented. And so, unfortunately, because the Healthy DC plan is only for folks who are lawfully present. It is full federal funding. It is not the local funding that is used for the Alliance program. So this would not be the pathway for folks to shore up their healthcare coverage.
But I believe that there's something in store. Of course, those are pregnant would not be covered either. I mean, let's be clear. This is one program that is successfully able to provide services for a good portion of the population. We are not finished organizing for healthcare for the people. You're absolutely right. The Alliance people, whether people are pregnant or no matter what, they will not be covered. But I understand that there are plans for those people to be covered next year. We will be having shows dealing with the Alliance. So I'm not minimizing your question. But it's important for people to understand we have a long way to go in this country before people are covered. And yes, we need people who are undocumented to be covered. But right now we have one program that has been successfully established to cover some people, and we have to continue organizing for the rest of our citizens, our residents of the district. So thank you, Gwen. It's an important question. But we cannot solve that question on this show today, much to my regret. Oh, we will. Okay, let's go to the second call, another caller. Your name and your question or comment. Okay, 202-588-0893. Sorry, caller. Try to be a little patient with us. And again, okay, caller, let's hear you, your name and your question or comment.
Good morning. Thanks so much.
Please shut off your radio when you're speaking. Otherwise, we're going to hear echoes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Good morning. Thanks so much for the segment. My name is Luis, and I'm calling in from Ward 4. I was wondering if your guests could talk a little about the insurance companies that are going to be participating in this new program.
That's a good question. Okay, Luis.
Thank you so much, Luis, for that question. Yes, we have three different health insurance companies that are participating. Two of them also participate in the Medicaid program, making that transition smooth for many people. And then we have a new company for Health ADC Plan. So it is AmeriHealth, Caritas, District of Columbia, CareFirst, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and MedStar Family Choice. All three are offering the same benefits. Like I said, all of those benefits that are in the Affordable Care Act are covered here by every one of these plans. The differences in these plans is going to be what doctors they cover, what prescription drugs they cover. So that's where you want to do the comparison. If you have a doctor you see regularly or prescription drugs you're on, you can go to our website at healthadcplan.com and we have a tool where you can put in the names or the names of your prescription drugs and it will help you find the plan that works for you. So you do have that ability to pick and choose, but all of them cover all of the benefits and services for free. And thank you so much for that question.
Okay. Again, okay, let's jump back to the phones. A next caller, your name and your question or comment.
Would that be me?
I guess it is. Yes, it's you.
Okay. Well, good morning. This is Brother Doug. I hope that my question fits within the topic. My confusion is I have in my wallet a card described as QMB, Qualified Medicare Beneficiary. If anybody could help define where that fits within the Medicaid umbrella.
That's a great question.
Sure thing, Brother Doug. You know, I got to say, and you are not alone out there, there is a lot of confusion around healthcare. So, I mean, it is, so we try to be a no wrong door here. I won't know all of the answers, but what I can tell you is QMB means you are in Medicare and Medicaid. You are covered by both programs. And so that is something where, you know, those programs are continuing and that is where you're going to get your services. I will refer you to those programs for specific questions, but you do not have to worry about losing that coverage and needing to come onto Healthy DC plan.
That's great. So that answers your question. Right. Okay. And okay, well, then I have another question about Medicare and Medicaid. Okay, caller, your name and your question or comment.
You talking to me?
It's your turn. Yep.
Okay, my name is Robert Andrew Moses. I'm calling from Fort Washington, Maryland. I'm interested in healthcare as a human right, and I think, you know, that, you know, our problems are finite. We have the ability, we have the money, we have the resources if we just use them sensibly and reason together. And, you know, we need health care that everybody on the planet really should be under health care as a human right. And we should have a government that believes that. And that's the problem. We have a government that doesn't believe we have any rights, it's fascism we're faced with in terms of ICE as an institutionalized fascism. And but anyway, I just think, you know, we need a revolution. That's the bottom line. I'll leave it right there. Thank you.
Well, caller, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's the reason this show was created many, many moons ago. Again, we the people have been organizing and fighting for universal health care since the end of the Civil War. There have been many, many organizations and struggles. And I must say my entire adult life, I've been involved with that struggle. And so I'm glad you raised it. Unfortunately, our guests can't change that. We, the people, have to continue to figure out ways to change this country. We're the only country in the so-called industrial world that doesn't have universal health care. So you're absolutely right, caller, but we're thankful we have made this step forward, because it could have been possible that this wouldn't have happened. The DC Health, like, So, okay, let's go to the next caller, your name and your question or comment.
Okay, thank you. My name is Nancy Hicks, and my question is, how long do people have to enroll this season to get health care coverage that is applicable for 2026? What's the enrollment timeline and some access points that people can go for enrollment?
And access points? I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, how people... information on how people can the people can go to for enrollment to enroll.
Okay, great question. Okay. So let's go back to Purvi.
Oh, is Purvi? Purvi,
thanks for that question. Yeah, and I'm just gonna just touch on. I'm right there with you. Healthcare is a human right, and I'm glad to be able to say that. But we have, you know, there's a lot we have to do to live up to it. In terms of Healthy DC plan, this is the first year of the program. You will have the entire year to sign up. We don't want to, you know, have folks who don't know about it, haven't heard about it, and then lose that opportunity because the open enrollment period has ended. So for this year, anytime you come in, we can get you enrolled. But enrollment begins when you sign up. So I don't want you left without coverage. If you don't have other coverage, come and find out if this is the right program for you. We will get you to a place if you're eligible for something, even if it's not Healthy DC plan. That is our goal. We're no wrong door. So if you go to healthydcplan.com, there are resources there. If you want to speak to someone, if you want to go speak to someone in person, if you want to do it yourself or online, there are resources there to help you, or you can, you know, just start the process right on your phone or on your computer.
Okay, great. So again, we're going to be continuing this discussion till 10:50. So that's about 8 more minutes. We have time for a couple more callers. If anyone's on the line, 202-588-0893. Do we have any more callers, Mikey? No. Okay, so let's start to wrap up. If there are other callers, we can take you. And again, we will be talking about organizing for universal health care on this show in the future, but as we always do. But today, we're very thankful to talk about some good news of what is happening in the district with this new program, the DC Health Link. So both Purvi and Linda, let's begin to wrap up. Let's just repeat for the people who might have joined us a little late. Let's repeat what this program is and how people can find out more about it.
Sure thing. So just remember, Healthy DC Plan is a brand new program. It's for folks who are between about making about $21,000 to $31,000. This is DC residents. It's a DC program. And it is comprehensive health insurance coverage for folks who are losing Medicaid and lost Medicaid on December 31st, 2025. We have automatically enrolled you, and you will be getting a card in the mail. You're getting emails, you're getting text messages, you're getting a welcome packet. Just be on the lookout for that. For other folks who are new to DC, who are having changes in their jobs or income, you can go and check out healthydcplan.com. That's where you go for any information. More information is there, healthydcplan.com. Share that with folks. We will make sure if there's something you can get, we want to make sure you're covered with healthcare. You know, healthcare is not just your health security. It is your financial security. So ask your neighbors, ask your friends. If there is a change in your circumstance, come check out and see if you're eligible. And if you separated from Medicaid, healthydcplan.com was established to make sure you have some continuity of coverage and continuity of care.
And of course, again, the seniors, people who are 64, 65 or older, who have been getting this Medicaid coverage, and some of whom also are on Medicare, they are not affected. Their programs will and their coverage will continue as it has been throughout the last year or so, correct? They don't
That's
have to
correct. Folks over age 64, under age 21, you do not need to do anything. Your Medicaid coverage and or Medicare coverage is staying as is.
Okay. And what about people with special disabilities? I think some of those
all of those different pathways into Medicaid for those individuals with disabilities, pregnant women, all of those pathways, those eligibility, there's no changes. You will stay in Medicaid and have those services.
Also, pregnant women are covered?
Pregnant women are still covered in Medicaid. Medicaid eligibility for pregnant women is not changing.
Okay. But the people who are under the alliance, who are undocumented and may be pregnant, that doesn't include.
Unfortunately right. With these federal dollars, you've got to be lawfully present to be in this program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, of course, we have a lot of listeners from in Maryland, some in Virginia. I don't know if you know if they have any related programs. Again, I'm not sure if they do. So people may be losing coverage who are in Maryland. Do you have any information on that?
Maryland continues to have a very strong Affordable Care Act program, and it has a strong Medicaid program, as does Virginia. So I don't know about the specific changes, but I would just encourage them to check in with their programs and make sure that their Medicaid or Affordable Care Act insurance is the same.
Okay, great. And one more time, the website for people to get more information about this new program.
It is www.healthydcplan.com. That's healthydcplan.com.
Yes, and it's important, listeners, to keep abreast of this new program, to tell other people, tell your neighbors, tell your friends about it, as some people may not be aware of what's going on. We're very glad to have you on today, and I'll just end with a few quotes. Of course, as we often say, your health is your wealth. And I'll quote Malcolm X, which we sometimes do on this show. The only difference between wellness and illness is we the people. So that underscores the need for we the people to be involved in continuing to organize and to fight for health care for all in this country, one of the wealthiest countries in the world. But we have one of the poorest health outcomes in the world in terms of healthcare coverage. So the only difference between illness and wellness is we the people. I want to thank you very much, Hervey. Linda, help take us out here with Dr. Linda Boyd. I'm sorry, I've been struggling with a bad cold, so I need a little help. But I'm so thankful for both of our guests, Purvi Kemp and Dr. Linda Boyd, your final words.
Good. Thank you so much for having us. Again, we want our residents to get covered and stay covered. Please go in to our website to learn more about the Healthy DC Plan. And if you qualify, please register. That's www.healthydcplan.com.
Okay.
Purvi, you got a last word?
I just want to say thank you. Joni, thank you for everything you do to keep people connected with their health and their wealth, as you said, because it is. It's your health and your financial security. And we very much appreciate you helping us spread one point of good news, because we know in the healthcare landscape, there's a lot of challenges. So we're so thankful for you and that you're helping us spread that information and new healthcare program, Healthy DC Plan. So we really, really do appreciate it. And we appreciate you.
And thank you. And we appreciate you too, Purvi Kemp. We hope to be talking to you again this year. And of course, Dr. Linda Boyd, we will be talking to you for sure. And we, the listeners, thank you as well. We are a listener-sponsored radio and wouldn't be here without our wonderful, faithful listeners. So we're almost out of time. Hopefully, we are scheduled to have a special announcement with Dr. Gail Porter and Marilyn Gaston. I don't know if they are on the line.
We're on the line.
Oh, yay. Very good. Okay. And
all right.
You
good,
got,
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Many of them.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Gail.
Many of us are experiencing a significant amount of negative stress, and we just heard one of the reasons is because of the systems that we're operating under. But what we often don't know is that stress impacts us not only emotionally, but also physically. It impacts on our body, especially our blood pressure, heart, and brain. To find out more about how to reduce this stress, we're inviting you to join us, Dr. Marilyn Gaston, a physician, and Dr. Gail Porter, a clinical psychologist, on Tuesday, January 20th at 6:30 p.m. for a free webinar entitled Positive Tools for Managing Stress in These Challenging Times. And thank you, Joni, for letting us hear about one of the ways to reduce the challenge of healthcare. For more information, we want to invite you to call 301-765-1942. You can also register for the webinar. And again, the plan is to help you develop a stress management program for yourselves. And we desperately need it now. The number again, 301-765-1942. Take this opportunity to develop a stress management plan that will help you through these times. And I want to thank you again, Joni, for all that you do for all of us who are blessed to know you and to hear you.
Thank you, Gail. And thank you. Of course, Gail and Marilyn have been on with us. And you can hear them today with Dr. Ted Watkins. They'll be on making this announcement as well in the 2 p.m. hour. But they've been on with us. They've been working on a program called Sister Circles.
Prime Time Prime Sister Circles.
Sister Circles. And we're very honored to have both of them. Sheroes in their own right in terms of healthcare organizing in this country. So that, again, is a week from tomorrow, the day after we celebrate Dr. King. That is Tuesday, January 20th at 6 p.m. Is that right? 6:30 till, and how long does it go?
Just an hour.
6:30. You can certainly take some time for a free session on dealing with stress. Again, the number is 301-765-1942. A free session on managing stress, Tuesday, January 20th, 6:30 to 7:30. Thank you so much, Gail. And again,
thank you.
You can listen to Gail and Marilyn at the 2 p.m. hour with Dr. Ted Watkins and Frank. I want to also encourage everybody to stay tuned for the next hour, Make It Plain with Mark Thompson. And of course, next Monday is their special Dr. King programming from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. We're going to be talking and focusing on the Pan-Africanist Dr. King. And the rest of the day, people will be talking about Haiti. But tune in with us next week. I want to give a very, very special thanks to our wonderful, fabulous Magic Mike, without whom we couldn't do this show. We're sending Mike lots of hugs. And we are going to go out again with as much of that song as we can hear. Healthcare for the people, by in process, and prayers to one of the in process members who just transitioned. So this is a wonderful song, Healthcare for the People.
Healthcare for the people. Healthcare for the people. Healthcare for the people. Healthcare is for people, not for profit. Healthcare for the children.
Inviting all DC hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jam and Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly five decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
On Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. From 9 a.m. until noon, we examine the Pan-Africanist legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. From noon until midnight, we center Haiti, her history, triumphs, troubles, and culture. That's Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Code Pink, Women for Peace is coming to you live from Washington, D.C. and New York City, Thursday at 11 a.m. Code Pink Radio is an energizing new program focused on ending wars and militarism and building a peace economy. Listen weekly to robust conversation and inspiration from grassroots peacemakers from places like Korea, Yemen, Venezuela, Palestine, and Iran, as well as peacemakers in our nation's capital who are confronting war hawks in the White House and in Congress and modeling the actions we want our government to take. Again, that's Code Pink Radio, Thursdays at 11 a.m. on Washington, D.C.'s WPFW and New York City's WBAI, an engaging hour of cutting-edge conversation not to be missed.
We are women of the world. We're from the east, south, north, and west.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
The Birchmere presents Derek Gripper and Balake Sissoko, January 14th. Avery Sunshine, January 17th. Will Downing, January 30th and 31st. And Babatunde Hip Opera, February 1st. Details at birchmere.com.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.